بسم الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما جعلنا لبشر من قبلك الخلد أفإن مت فهم الخالدون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثروا ذكر هذه اللذات أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, today is the day of Jumu'ah, and on the day of Jumu'ah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us that we should recite Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Al-Kahf is that surah which if a person recites it on a Friday, on a Jumu'ah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect that person from all kinds of fitnas. All kinds of fitnas for the next 8 days. For the next 8 days, a person will be protected from all kinds of fitnas. And in this day and age where we're living with so much of fitnas around us, how much more important it becomes for us to recite the surah on the Jumu'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, to this extent, even if the biggest and the worst of all fitnas, that is the coming of Dajjal, has to appear in front of this person, Allah will protect him because of the barakat of him reciting the surah on the Jumu'ah. Allah will protect him from Dajjal as well. In another riwayat it is mentioned, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that the person who recites Surah Al-Kahf on a Friday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates a noor for him. That noor stretches from his feet right until the skies. And from another riwayat, from his feet right until Makkah Mukarramah. And that noor remains with him from this week right until the next week, and he will recite the surah again. And in the darkness of the grave and the darkness of the day of Qiyamah, this person will be able to move comfortably in the light, in the noor of Surah Al-Kahf, which is to recite. In another riwayat, it is mentioned a person who recites Surah Al-Kahf, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make his face shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. And another hadith explains the person who recites Surah Al-Kahf on a Friday, from this Friday till the next Friday when he reads Surah Al-Kahf again, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all the gunas and the sins that he has committed from one Friday to the next Friday. So there's so many benefits of reciting the surah, and every one of us should try and make this niyat and make this amal, that on a Friday we should try and recite the surah. It's about 3/4 of a para. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that if you can't manage to read the whole surah, at least the first ruku and the last ruku we must recite. At least the first ruku and the last ruku. And one who will read this first ruku and last ruku, Allah will give him the same benefits and the same fazail as if he read the entire surah. So merciful Allah ta'ala is. Allama ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi mentions one incident. He said once, there was a great Allama ibn Daqiq al-Eid rahmatullah alayhi. He was standing in the Qabristan, and he was standing by one grave and he was crying, weeping away. So a person was going past, he saw this great alim. He stops and he asks him, that whose grave is this and why are you weeping like this? So he says, this is the grave of one of my students. He learned to recite the Quran al-Kareem by me. And last night I saw him in a dream. And he mentioned to me that when he was lowered into the grave, his gunas and his sins had taken the shape of a predatory animal, a very fierce, vicious, predatory animal. And it was coming to attack him from all sides. But then suddenly a handsome man appeared And he shooed that animal away, chased it away. And he comforted me and said, as long as you will be here, I will be here with you to take care of you and to look after you. So he said, when I asked this person, and who are you? He said to me that I am that Suratul Kahf which you used to recite punctually every Friday. Every Friday that Suratul Kahf that you used to recite, I am that Suratul Kahf. So Allah give us the tawfiq, inshallah. Every Friday that we try and recite the surah, take out the time. And as mentioned, if we can't recite the entire surah, at least the first ruku and the last ruku, Allah give us the tawfiq. In the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. In this world, Allah never created anybody to live forever. In this world, Allah Ta'ala never created anybody to live forever. أَفَإِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. Yes, when you pass away, then you go into the next life. That is the life where you will live forever. So in this world, it's a temporary life. And after mort, it is an eternal life. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions this verse, the next verse that is mentioned, which we all know and we learn from our young ages. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every person has to taste death. Every person has to drink from the cup of death. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. Person is trying to run away from death. Run, and to which direction are we going to run? This mort that we are running away from, إِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ, it's going to catch you one day. It's going to catch you one day. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلُوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, even if you're in a fortified tower, and you try to escape death, going into a high place, hoping that you will be safe and you will be protected from death, be rest assured that death will catch you in that place also. Allah make it easy for us when the time for mort comes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tell us, read this dua 25 times every day. Allahumma barik li fil mawt wa fima ba'd al mawt. Allahumma barik li fil mawt wa fima ba'd al mawt. Allah give me barakat. Bless me at the time of my death and bless me in my life after death. Allah bless me at the time of death and bless me in the life after death. Preparation for mort, getting ready for that time when we have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَاتِ. Talk about it, speak about that thing which will cut off all your pleasures in this world. What is that, yani al-mort, this death? Speak about it, discuss it. Sometimes what happens is we shy away from the speech of mort also. Somebody says, you know what, today I'm here, I don't know next year whether I'll be here. I say, don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. We don't even want to hear about that mort that is coming. But Allah Ta'ala is telling us, prepare for it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is encouraging us, prepare for it. But the Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he prepared on whole kitab in compliance with this hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ. The name of the kitab is Mort Kiyad, Remembrance of Death. And we all should get this kitab, read this kitab, and think about a person that we hear today and we're gone tomorrow. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging us, prepare. When the sahaba kiram radiallahu ta'ala and all seated about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to them, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-mawt. A brilliant person, intelligent man, is that person who controls his nafs, controls his desires, wa amila lima ba'da al-mawt, and he prepares for the life after death. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-mawt. Brilliant, intelligent is that man who controls his nafs, controls his desires, and he prepares for the life after death. Wal-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna 'ala Allahi al-amani. And a foolish person is that person, he just goes by his nafs and his desires. Whatever his nafs tells him to do, he just goes by it. And then he has big hopes, Allah is ghafoor rahim, he'll forgive me. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, work for this mort, work for it. Be in the masjid, ibadat, Quran Sharif tilawat, zikrullah, our akhlaq, our ways, our character. These are the things that will help us at the time of death and also after our death. One day, as Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala is narrating this hadith, he says there were 10 sahaba that came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And while they were seated around him, one Ansari sahabi stood up and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, man akyasu nas, man ahzamu nas. Who's the most intelligent person? Who's the most wisest of people? Who's most intelligent? Who's the wisest of people? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, he said, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِسْتِحْدَادًا لِلْمَوْتِ. The one who speaks the most about death and the one who prepares the most for death. He is the most intelligent person. He is the most wise person. The person is, he knows that I'm here today, tomorrow Allah knows what will happen to me. Am I ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hadith Sharif says, Man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. That person who is desiring and wishing to meet Allah, Allah is desiring to meet him also. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. And that person who dislikes meeting Allah, Allah dislikes meeting him also. That person who is desirous and is hoping and is longing to meet Allah, Allah is longing to meet him also. And if he dislikes meeting Allah, Allah dislikes meeting him also. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he is saying, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَزِرِ الصَّبَاحِ وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَزِرِ الْمَسَاحِ. When it's night time, don't even wait for the morning. And when the morning comes, don't even wait for the evening, because you don't know when the angel of death will knock on your door. But the question is, are we ready to meet the angel of death? If he comes knocking on our door today, are we ready to meet him? Every day we're hearing an incident. Every day our phones are beeping, the janazah of this person, the janazah of that person. Our Hazrat Mufti Sahib always says, coming into this world, we come in tartib. First the grandfather will come, then the father will come, then the son will come, then the grandson will come. So coming in this world, we come in tartib. But leaving this world, there's no tartib. Ask how many grandfathers, how many of their grandchildren they buried with their own hands. They thought that my grandchildren will take over this empire of mine. But least did I realize that this youngster, I'll bury him with my own hands. So this is more than, this is the reality of death. That it's knocking on our door. Are we ready to meet? As the Shaykh al-Hadith Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, he gives one incident in the Fazail al-Sadaqat. He says, a wealthy person, very, very wealthy person, proud and arrogant in his ways. He's got a huge party in his house. He's got dancing girls on one side, music on one side, dining on one side, and then there's a loud knock on his door. Loud knock on his door. So he sends the servants, go and see who is this person who is knocking on the door. You see a person dressed up in very ragged clothing. So they say, it looks like there's a beggar there. He's begging at the door. He says, at this time when I'm in the middle of my enjoyment and my party, teach him a lesson and chase him out from here. So when they come to the door, this beggar says to them, tell your boss that I have to meet him and I have to meet him now. You see, you can't meet him now, he's busy at the moment. He says, well, tell him that this person who is at the door is that person who no gate and no door and no wall can stop him from entering the house. Tell him it's the angel of death who has come now to meet him. When he hears the symbols and he gathers all his wealth, and then he curses that wealth of his. He says, you was the thing that turned me away from Allah. You was the thing that stopped me from going to the masjid. Now when it's time for me to leave this world, I'm leaving in a state where I'm totally unprepared to meet Allah Ta'ala. And with that, the angel of death snatches his life away and he falls down dead. So the Shaykh al-Hadith Sahib rahmatullah alayhi is explaining, he says, every Muslim, think about maut, speak about death, and remember this. Let this be a reminder for us. Let this be a reminder for us. Every other day we're hearing the news of some janazah. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, he narrates and he says, once I was sitting in a small gathering and I saw a janazah going past, carrying the bayah, people carrying a bayah and they're going past. So he says, I stood up to go and help and assist in carrying the janazah. This is also a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to carry the bayah and to put our shoulder to the bayah as it is going. So he says, I stood up and as I'm going to the janazah, one person asked, whose janazah is this? So Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala looked at him and he said, this is your janazah. This is your janazah. In other words, this is not a time to be asking a question, that whose janazah is this? This is a time to reflect that this man was walking on the face of this earth yesterday and today he is gone. And you see, if you don't like that answer, that is your janazah, then it's my janazah. It's my janazah. In other words, take ibrat from this. Take ibrat, take lesson from this. That every day there's a person who is leaving. Every day people who you know around us are going. And are we prepared for this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains on the 15th night of Shaban, on the Shab-e Barat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives a list to the malaika of all those people that will pass away from this Shaban till the next Shaban. So the list is given to the malaika, and they have this list in their hands, and they see from the skies, they're looking at that list, and then they're looking on the face of this earth. And you see, we surprise that mankind. We surprise, somebody is getting prepared to go for some holiday. Someone is prepared to get married. Someone is preparing for some investments. But your name is written here on the list of the dead. Today, this year is going to be your arrest. This year you are going to pass away. And they are amazed when they look down on the earth and they see in how much of ghaflat a person is. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. As far as akhirat is concerned, Allah says in the Quran, completely unmindful. Not prepared at all for meeting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, on one occasion, I asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala permission to go and visit the grave of my mother, Hazrat Amina. I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permission, and Allah ta'ala gave me permission to go to the grave of my mother. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum, that go to the Qabristan. فَإِنَّهُ تُذَكِّرُكُمُ الْآخِرَةِ. This visit to the Qabristan will remind you about the Akhirat. That is why on a Friday, one of the sunnats of the day of Jummah is to visit the Qabristan. The person goes there and he sees the graves that are there. They look at this person. This is a youngster. He was in a masjid. He was so young. Look at his age. And he passed away so young. And this person and that person. This is my mother and this is my brother. This is my sister and this is my wife and this is my child. And this is my husband and this is my neighbor. And this is so and so. So many people that are here in the qabr. All are here in the grave. Yesterday, a time comes when Musalli was mentioning. He says, now I'm in such a stage of my life where I know more people in the graveyard than I know in the masjid. I've reached a stage in my life where I know more people in the graveyard than I know in the masjid. There is all the people who I used to be with in the masjid. They have all passed away. And now it is just me. I'm like an old person. When I come, I see only new faces in the masjid. I don't know anyone in the masjid anymore. And this is, we all are moving towards this journey. We all are moving towards the Qabristan. As Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when mention was made about the qabr in front of him, he used to cry so much, that his Mubarak beard used to get wet with his tears. People used to tell him, oh, Amirul Mu'mineen, you don't cry like this when we speak about Jannat and Jahannam. He used to say, this is the first marhala of the Akhirat. This is the first station of the Akhirat. If we pass this, then all the other stations of the Akhirat will be made easy for us. Allah give us this tawfiq that we visit the Qabristan, we think about maut, we speak about death. One day, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a masjid, and he heard some brothers laughing in the masjid. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to them that, wallahi, if you were thinking about maut and if death was on the top of your mind, you won't be laughing like this in a masjid. Your mind would be somewhere else. And thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, every day the grave calls out, ana baytul dud, ana baytul wahsha, ana baytul ghurba. I am a place of loneliness. I am a place of darkness. I am a place of sand. I am a place of worms. And then it addresses the people who come into. He says that when a person comes into the qabr, then it says to him, from all the people who walked on the face of this earth, I hated you the most. And now that you've come into me, you see how I'll treat you. And then the qabr squeezes him and punishes him. Allah save us from azab-e-qabr. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she said one day, one beggar came to my door and asked me for some food. I gave her something to eat. She was a Jewess living in Medina Munawara. So when I gave her some food, she was so happy. She said, may Allah save you from the azab of the qabr. She said, I was surprised at this dua. I went and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah, this is what this lady said. Is there such a thing like azab al qabr? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, azab al qabr haqqun. It's a reality. The punishment in the grave is a reality. As Aisha radiallahu anha says, from that day, after every salah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azab al qabr. Oh Allah, I seek a protection from the punishment of the grave. Thereafter, the grave, if it was a good person that comes into the qabr, then the grave says to him, from all the people who walked on the face of this earth, I loved you the most. You were the most beloved person to me. The way you behaved, you conducted yourself, your worship of Allah, you stayed away from gunas and sins. Now you've come into me. Now you see how I'll treat you and how I'll look after you. See, then the grave opens up. And it opens up to as far as his eyes can see. And windows are open for him in Jannah, from which cool breezes of Jannah blow in. And he'll be told to him there, Nam ka nawmatil harus. Now sleep like how a bride will sleep. Sit here and relax and look after and just enjoy now till the day of Qiyamah comes, where Allah Ta'ala will take you into Jannah perpetually thereafter. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously speaks about this, the importance of us speaking about more, thinking about that, preparation for that. Ulama-i-kiram say there's about five things which we need to ask ourselves. And if we can tick all these five boxes, then inshallah we're ready for maut. Inshallah we are ready for maut. So ulama-i-kiram, they give us five things. Number one, they say, have we made tawbah to Allah for our gunas and our sins? Number two, have we drawn up our will? Have we drawn up our will? Is our Islamic will ready? So in case we die tomorrow, everything is in order as far as our paperwork and our will is concerned. Number three, have we completed all our qaza salah, our qaza fast, our sajda tilawat, etc.? Is this completed? Number four, is all our debts paid out? Our debts that we are, monies that we are owing to people, have we paid all of that out? And number five, if there's anyone that we hurt, or somebody's feelings who we hurt, have we asked him for maaf for the wrong that we have done to him? See, if we can tick all these five boxes, this is a sign to say that I'm ready for death. If the angel of death has to knock on my door today, I'm ready to meet him. I can tell him, marhaba. From all the people that I was waiting to meet, you are the person I was most desirous of meeting, because I've completed my work in this world and I'm ready to meet you today. And my qaza namaz is completed. Have I paid off all my debts? Is my will drawn up? Have I made tawbah to Allah Ta'ala for my gunas and my sins? And have I asked people for maaf, those who have hurt them or said anything to them? So if all these five boxes are ticked, then inshallah we're ready for maut. So Allah give us the tawfiq inshallah that we can prepare adequately for our maut. Our ustad, Hazrat Maulana Harun Abbas Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the Bukhari Sharif class used to tell us on poetry. He says, life is a thing that spins on wheels. Death is a thing that no man feels. If life was such that money could buy, the rich would live and the poor would die. But Allah in His infinite mercy made it so that the rich and poor together must go. So this is a reality that no person can buy his way into more than death. That I'll just extend my life and my visa on the face of this earth. We have to be ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Shaykh al-Hadith Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explains, and he says that person who prepares for maut and he prepares for death, Allah will bless him with three things. Allah Ta'ala will bless him with three things. The first thing is, he'll have the tawfiq of always making tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. He'll have the number two, he'll be content with very little. Whatever little he has, he'll be content. He won't be chasing after the dunya all the time, because he knows I have to leave everything behind and go. And the third thing is, he'll find a lot of enjoyment in his ibadat and his worship, his salah, his Quran, his zikrullah. He's like a fish in the water when he's in a masjid. When the time of azan goes, he's moving to the masjid because of the enjoyment he's getting. That is for the person who thinks about death, who speaks about death, who prepares for death. And lastly, the poetry of Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Madzub Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, Jaga ji lagane mein dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. This dunya is not a place for us to put our hearts and our soul in. This is a place for us to take lesson. Our real home is the akhirat. Our real home is Jannat, and that is what we're supposed to be preparing for. At home, sit with our family, sit with our children. Do ta'lim at home. Speak about maut, speak about akhirat, speak about Jannat. And we'll see, inshallah, it'll create a desire in our hearts to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawlana Shaykh Ali Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali wrote one kitab, Shoq-e Watan, desire for, that is our home, is the akhirat. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Kar le jo tum karna hai, akhir maut hai. One day we all have to taste from the cup of death. We all have to drink from that goblet of death. And there's no running away from it. There's no running away from it. There's no turning away from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah. We prepare ourselves adequately for this day. When it comes, make it the best day of our lives. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua. Allahumma ja'al khayra umri akhirahu wa khayra amali khawatimahu wa khayra ayami yawma alqaka fi. Oh Allah, make the best day in my life the last day of my life. Then make the best day of my life the day when I will meet you, O Allah. Allah Ta'ala make it like that for us, inshallah. Give us tawfiq to meet amal. Wa akhiru da'wana.